All right, thank you, Rachel. We got 6:05 now at Case 101. Flash and Trash is coming up. Case 101, today's country music and your all-time favorites. Good morning. We got 6:09 now. 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. We are Bama, Robin, Rachel, your Case Morning Crew. Glad to have you along. Our phone number, 390-CASE. 390-KASE. That's how you get a hold of us anytime you want. We'd love to hear from you.
Partly cloudy today. Afternoon high about 93, and there is a 40% chance of seeing some rain today. 75 right now at Case 101.
All right, my cat Chloe, I got to tell you. By the way, we got Celebrity Flash and Trash coming up in about 60 seconds. Chloe is just crazy. 6:15 now, 15 minutes after 6 o'clock. That is your Celebrity Flash and Trash brought to you by Prime Outlets on Case 101.
Wanna drive a truck for love.
Toby Keith on Case 101, today's country music and your all-time favorites.
We're not interrupting your breakfast, are we?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
6:20, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. We are Bama, Robin, Rachel. Good morning. Thank you for listening.
Partly cloudy, high around 93 with a 40% chance of rain. 75, you're waking up to Case 101.
Let's take a look at the roads.
Are you Don Miller with Case Traffic?
Yeah, no problem. That's Case 101, dependable traffic.
Want to help reduce air pollution, transportation.
Who's that new traffic guy we got?
That's the drunk Don Miller. He's in some line this morning.
Early.
He does sound a little out of it, doesn't he? A
little bit.
It was like he was doing a pretend voice for the traffic right there.
I was reading the story here about the spaceport going to be in Van Horn, Texas.
A spaceport?
Yeah.
That's where people will go in order to ride to space?
Where's Van Horn?
Van Horn is, if you head towards El Paso on I-10,
and why would you?
You'd drive about 8 hours. It's longer than that. It's probably 10 hours from here. It's east of El Paso.
Okay.
Why would they pick that, I wonder? Just because it's
nothing out there.
Yeah, there is nothing there.
You don't have to worry about them.
They're very excited. They have 165,000 acre area that this guy, this rich guy, has bought from them.
Wow.
The Amazon.com founder.
Bezos.
He bought 165,000 acres. He paid $1,200 for the entire equipment. Anyway,
he got took.
Yeah. But that's where they're going to have the spaceport. So that's where you will, because they need, the airspace, I guess. There's nothing there.
You don't want people's house. You can't do it in anybody's backyard.
No.
They don't have to worry about anybody complaining about the noise.
Right, exactly. So
there's already a Starbucks going up there.
Right there. It's 3,000 people. I used to travel through Van Horn quite a bit. And you can actually travel closer to Mars easier than you can to Van Horn.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Mars is closer than Van Horn. So
I got a feeling that's one of those places that people only say I've traveled through.
Yeah.
I never say I traveled to.
You know, there's no, man alive, there's no reason to stop there.
Mm.
I used to.
When's that all going to happen?
They're starting to build it now. It's like north of it up in the hills. Or what is out there is some of those windmills. Culberson County.
It's got S's. I know you have that.
Having a lot of trouble in C's apparently too.
So, well, it seems to me that they have those windmills. You got a rocket ship taking off. That's going to cause a lot of turbulence.
Yeah.
Those things are going to be spinning.
The lights will probably get a lot brighter.
Yeah,
isn't that something? It's incredible.
Wow. It's pretty cool. Spaceport.
Yeah, that'll be neat.
I'm just trying to pay. I never even considered a spaceport.
Yeah.
Well, that's the future, man. You're caught up in the past.
That's it, man. This whole airplane thing. 6:23.
Van Horn. Oh, my God.
23 minutes.
I'm going to go catch a rocket, but I got to drive 12 hours
to Van Horn to get it.
Airport.
23 after 6, Case 101.
When Alan 2-6.